All right, very good evening. It is 15 minutes after the hour of 7. Welcome to Radio Miraya's Heart Talk, a segment of the Community Conversation Show, Wanasata Mujtama, where we engage on issues that matters to our communities. Today is May 13, 2026, and we bring you live discussion from Rumbek in Lake State. And tonight we take a closer look at the issues, you know, that continues to affect many communities across Lake State, with a special focus on communal conflict and the urgent need to maintain a lasting peace. I am Viola Elias.
Yes, and my name is Moyo Jacob Felix. And you know, for years, communities in Lake State have experienced cycles of cattle-related violence, revenge killings, the clashes among the young people, the youth, and also disputes over resources. So these conflicts have not only claimed lives, but also disrupted livelihoods, including education, including trade, and also social unity. However, for the last few years, Lake State has been reported to be one of the most peaceful states in South Sudan, though there are cases of communal conflicts in the states and also its neighbors.
That's right, Moyo Jacob. But amidst these challenges mentioned, peace actors, civil society organizations, traditional leaders, women, youth, and government institutions continue to work together towards reconciliation and peaceful coexistence. So tonight we ask, what fuels communal conflict in Lake State? Why do circles of revenge continue to happen in the state? And what role can communities play in preventing violence? And also looking at what practical solutions to help maintain or sustain peace in the state. To help us unpack these very important discussions, our community conversation, Taban Geoffrey Koma, joins us live from Rumbek alongside guests from Lake State Ministry of Peace Building and also representatives from Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, SEPO. Good evening, Taban, in Rumbek.
Hey, good evening, Viola Elias and Jacob Moyo. We are just seated outside the mango tree, under the mango tree. And the weather is very nice, and I can say Rumbek is stable and very peaceful.
Mango tree at a night like this, there's no sunshine, Taban.
Hey, you have to see our videos, you'll be very happy.
All right.
Take up your time and welcome your guests.
Thank you so much. As you said, I'm joined here by the representative from the Ministry of Peace Building. And also live from Juba on MS Team, also joined by the representative of SEPO, who will be introducing themselves shortly. Welcome to the Community Conversation Show, and they want to Sabita Muntama. And today is a hard talk, and we'll be talking about peace and stability in Lake State. So, Fadal Munkintori, Nepsak Lekulu Nasal Gas Maeta.
Thank you, Taban Geoffrey. And all the listeners across the South Sudan, and my colleague Daniel Larkon in Juba. My name is Dekaria Koe Kunu Majang Magar, Director General Minister of Peace Building Lake State.
Thank you so much, Zakaria Koe Majak. And now let's turn the mic to SEPO representative who is currently in Juba. Welcome, and please take this opportunity to introduce yourself to those who are listening to you now.
Thank you, Taban Geoffrey, and the team in the studio, and to all listeners of Radio Miraya. It's really a good time to discuss with you tonight. My name is Daniel Latt. I work for SEPO as a state coordinator, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daniel Latt. And now to go straight to the discussion of the day, we want to understand. We know Lake State has been reported as one of the most peaceful state for the last few years. However, we want to understand some of the conflict drivers that have been recurring, that have been pushing this recurring communal violence in Lake State. Maybe let's start from the DG to understand what are the major drivers of recurring communal conflicts or violence in Lake State. And then later we'll hear from civil society perspective from Daniel later. Welcome.
Okay, thank you again, Taban. And all the listeners, Lake State is peaceful as you heard it. from Taban. Of course, peace will not come simply like that.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is a process. And the two former governors were working hard and they were contributed positively. And all the government representative in different institutions in Lagos State and all the community of Lagos State were really feel and they see this conflict is destroying the young people who are supposed to be left on this state in the future. They were sit by themselves and all the partners, the peace partners who are supporting peace in Lagos State, especially 2020. It was a year people were killing by themselves roughly. But when the former governor, Makur Kulanglie, came and they got out of the ground as a youth, we were working together with him and all the organization who are operating in Lagos State. And we froze. We set the mechanism until the peace
prevailed.
Come in Lagos State is prevailing now. Drivers now, let me come to the question.
Yes, very important one.
Drivers, just currently, peace is like rain. When the rain is raining, it's not stopped like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a small way, you want to just make it until they will stop for some minute or half of the hour. So this what you are heard now, some drivers is a cattle step. It's one of the driver for those who are carrying the gun. Second is alcohol. Is a part of it also. When the young people is taking a call and they have a gun, after that, maybe they will thinking something really is not intentional and they do something later on, people are surprised.
No.
Something they have done it. This is one of the driver. Also, you see youth, when they are distant from the parent, like those of cattle come now, at this time, by then, our foreign, they should be stay with them in the cattle
but
camp.
Now they are.
But now,
they are far from the parents.
Yeah, they are far from the parents.
Parental care.
Yeah, from the cattle camp.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign, they are not with them because of these clashes, internal issues and external issues. They are displacing the old people. But when they get the chance to stay by themselves,
they become a little bit violent.
Of course.
Okay, let's hear from Daniel Ladd. Daniel Ladd, may you come in and if you have any addition to the drivers, the main drivers of violence in Greater Lake State, in addition to what your colleague Zakaria Koi Majak, the DG for Peacebuilding, said.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. When we look into the current conflict in Lagos State, it is not that very random currently, but I will categorize these drivers into three. There are immediate triggers, and there are structural drivers and political accelerants. When we look into immediate triggers, did you talk about cattle raiding? You know, it's one of the common thing which is becoming very common currently. And cattle raiding, at least, is between the border. But when we look into what is happening, especially in the state, that is a cattle theft. And we have seen isolated cases of revenge killing because when someone has been killed, their relatives or some youth will group themselves and go for revenge because they also want to revenge for their friends that has been killed either in the cattle raiding or maybe during cattle thefts. Currently, we also seen a dispute over girls, especially issues of girls has really caused most of the conflict in the state. And also rumors, like rumors and misinformation, whereby people give rumors or give misinformation that community A is planning to attack community B. You know, I can say these four plus more are immediate triggers, because when we look into the issues of land dispute, people are competing over grazing land and all this. These are the areas where conflict easily erupted. But when we look into structural drivers, why the conflict keeps coming back? What caused the cattle raiding, or maybe we can even talk of resource scarcity. Currently there are areas that are being affected by the climate change, especially by the time when rain is starting now. People will move from the dry land to from the lowland to highland, because people are being affected by all this, and they will group there, and they can easily fight over grazing land. And then also proportions of small firearms in the hand of civilian. When we see civilian, everyone is rearmed, everyone is carrying arms, and they are also into alcohol. They can easily fight over very small thing. As I said before, that even sometimes people can even fight over gossip. And why?
Okay, you're listening to Radio Miraya and its community conversation. We have lost connection to our guest who is in Juba, but we'll continue with the discussion. And we had been talking about the major drivers of recurring communal conflict in Lake State. And DG, now let's go a little bit further to look at Daniel has already tackled the issues of cattle raiding and revenge and how it's linked to violence and conflict in Greater Lake State. However, now I want you to focus on the effect, the impact of this violence on the civilians and on also community development. How has the violence that has been happening before, you mentioned about the two leadership that has been able to bring a little bit of stability that we are enjoying now, everyone is enjoying now. What impact has this previous year's conflict has on the civilians and on community development? Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Taban. You see, for 4 years back or 4 years ago, Lake State was really a bit in terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when the governor, Makur Kulang came and informed, they allowed youth organization to form a different committee
mm-hmm.
for the peace. So this different committee for the peace, partners came in and they trained them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they are going for engagement in cattle camp. So, and they bring a report back. Anything it happened, so this committee, they have exchange contact with the intellectual and stakeholders in the government. So they will call us and we are going to address that one. That was the first point.
Mm-hmm.
That was the process. So those organizations also, they are provide facilitators, tennis board and other things, so that people are going to cattle camp and they brought them
mm-hmm.
Here for the dialogue. So after dialogue, they are going to disseminate the peace. That was the time of Makur Kulang.
Yes, we will talk about some of those peace initiatives.
I come
but in. I would like you to first tell us what has been the impact on the ordinary civilians,
I come
those violences that have been happening for years.
The impact is this, for this peace initiative.
Mm-hmm.
The time of Jororin, they came in and we represented.
Yes, I understand. I want you to look at that later.
Edit.
What has the violence has, what impact that does it has on the community?
First, we have a freedom. People are moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is one of the
so impactors. Before that, people were not moving
mm-hmm.
each other, from one place to another, right? What other impact did the violence had on the community in terms of affecting the livelihood?
The impact is this displacement.
Displacement
is one of the
of the violence. Okay, any other?
People are migrating. When you are migrating from your place to other place, you will cause other conflict again because people are congested. What?
In one place. Okay. Let's cross over to Daniel. I see he's back online. Daniel, are you able to hear us now?
Daniel, I think he's not on. Is he not with us?
Daniel has just joined us. Can you hear us? Okay, my colleagues in Juba, please try to connect Daniel back online so that we can get his views on the impact of the conflict on the communities. You are listening to Community Conversation live from Rumbek with your host Taban Geoffrey Koma, of course my colleagues in Juba, and we are discussing about peace and stability in Greater Lakes State. And now to move further, we will be also talking about some of the contribution of young people to this stability. I want to know, Mr. DG, Mr. Zakaria, how can young people be encouraged to be peace ambassadors than be participants in the violence? Because the majority of the people, not only in Lake State alone, but the entire South Sudan majority of the people are actual young people. So maybe you can help us to understand how can we encourage these young people to be peace ambassadors.
Welcome. Okay, especially Lake State. South Sudan is very large, but I will be
focusing on Lake State.
Lake State.
Yes, yes.
In Lake State here, we found the young people are very strong. When you are employ them for voluntary, they are really brings their colleagues and they are connected too much. So they talk to their colleagues and they are a peace ambassadors to convene, and they are influential also to the people in Katol Kam. When they are going to talk anything, when there is early warning, they are the right people to go, early warning.
They are the ones giving information
to us, and they are the one also going to Katol Kam. We distributing motorbikes to them because to go and they talk with somebody. Maybe they decided to do something. So, and they will bring back early information. These people, they are very influential in the peace. They are in peace ambassadors. So they are also would talk with the victim family. So that until the victim family will reduce and they leave, there is something they plan to do. So their role in the peace, they have a very big role in the peace. So the young people, to encourage them so that to be a peace ambassadors in the, that's why we have a peace in Lake State, because of them.
Of the young people. So ladies, what did you do to encourage them to take lead in the peace process, than because they're the ones also in the violence, when violence happens, they're the ones who are victims, they are also the ones perpetrating violence.
Number
one, what did you do as a ministry to encourage the young people to be peace ambassadors?
Number one, we selected them and we identified, we give them to identify who is the ringleader.
Wow.
From the Katol Kam. That person is their work. So we give them a capacity training.
Capacity training.
Capacity building. We give them capacity building. So after that, we have a accountability board also. Even tomorrow, we have such a workshop.
Tomorrow. For the youth.
For the youth. Touch. So this one, we encourage them also to leave other things, to be not a part
of the violence.
Of the violence.
They should be part of the peace.
The peace process.
All right. Thank you so much, Zakaria. Let's cross over to Daniel. Daniel, sorry for the connection. We had lost you when we were talking about the impact of this violence on the communities. And also we were talking about how can young people be encouraged to be peace ambassadors instead of participating in the classes. So Director General has been giving us a lot of information of how young people have been empowered to lead peace, and also the impact of this violence. So maybe I can give you another 2 minutes to come in, and if you have any addition before we cross to the real issues of what kind of activities, peace-building activities, worked very well in Lake State. So do you have any more input on the effect of violence in the on the communities, and also how can young people be encouraged to be peace ambassadors? Over to you there in Juba, Daniel Latt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Atavan, for this question. When we look into the impact of conflict, the people of Lake State by then, we have human cost, whereby we have youth were the one dying every now and then daily. You could see the number of youth dying. There was also many cases of sexual violence. And what left Lake State County is currently with suicide cases, because Lake State is also leading now on suicide cases and suicide attempt is because of trauma, because of children were hearing sound of gun, people were running here and there, you know. And it has bring disorder, even sleep disorder, loss of trust within the communities and young people. There was also loss of livestock on the side of the economic and livelihood that almost collapsed, because you could see markets of Rumbe closing early before time. But now you can see market is lively. People are selling their goods even up to 11. Night. We can even talk about displacement and even loss of farms, because some people flew their areas because of here, not to cultivate their gardens and all this. There were no much investment. There was also broke down of social trust between the communities that are fighting themselves. And most of the chiefs were affected by the conflict, because they were the one that are losing young people, and they are the one that were also arrested in case of anything. Most of the schools were also closed, and health services were disrupted. And, you know, when we look at all of this, there was also that cycle of impunity, you know, because youth only believe in their gun. After that, when Lake State realized that this is not going to help with the help of all the community members from Lake State, the intellectuals and the peace partners, plus the government, people came and sit down, and there was at least relative calm. Now, with that relative calm, that is why Lake State has been supporting some of the state currently, especially when we look at Warabi State. Lake State is supplying local produce to Warabi State. And who are the people doing this? These are the local youth. You know, okay, that have embarked on their farm. Some of them are also sailing. Some of them went to Warab to buy cattle to come and sail in Lake State. You know, it has at
that's
least
very
improved.
Good, and it has that's a great impact. Yeah. We can see that there is a great impact of this piece on Lake State and also the neighboring state. And we are very happy to hear that. But also I wanted to hear from you, and I will come back to Zakaria later. What are those successful initiatives in Lake State that could be an example for other states that are struggling with communal conflicts and violence? What did you do, I mean, to come up to this stability and peace? And what can the other states learn from you?
Okay, one of the initiatives that really bring stability in Lake State is that use the community to be the one that discuss this and bring this. Because when we look at community and the youth that are fighting, you know, these are the right people. When you use them, you know, to be the one initiating and spearhead the dialogue, you know, you can see fees coming, because they are the one fighting, and they are the one that will agree and say, here, look, we need to stop fighting. And if we can stop fighting, we will do A, B, C, D. And now, if they recommend, if there are resolutions that are made from that peace dialogue, you know, there is a need for the implementation. And this is where government now come in. Because sometimes, but when people recommend, maybe there is a need for compensation of the blood of those who are killed. There is also need for the return of ready cattle to the rightful owners. And if they are not done those resolutions, you will see people getting back to the conflict. You know, the initiative was use the members, use this youth to be the one spearheading peace dialogue, and let the government implement all the resolutions or the adopted resolution, such that people feel, you know, they are part of this. Also, we have also engaged, especially through help from the Ministry of Peace Building. Peace partners came up to rally behind the state government, at least to support most of the peace conferences and most of the peace dialogue. And then now later government came in to implement some of the resolution, the agreed point by the community. And that is why you see at least community members of Lagos State, at least we can even say 70% are for peace currently. Only that there are few peace spoilers. When we were using this committee, we tell them now, let identify who are those peace spoilers and what are the hotspot areas. When you identify those areas and identify those people, you can easily target them. Either you deploy forces in the hotspot areas, or you can engage those who are peace spoilers or those who are victims of the conflict. And this is how it was done by then.
All right. Thank you so much, Daniel Lat. And now let's hear from Zakaria. Yes, we have reports that Lake State is one of the most peaceful. How can we ensure that this peace that we are experiencing is maintained?
Okay, thank you, Tavan. Lake State become example for the other state because first we implemented the resolution from the community they were signing, and the government is took and endorsed and they just implemented for the resolution. This is number one. Second is a livelihood. When the peace prevail in Lagos State, the government said Lagos State pass for the former governor Yororin, then and we prioritize agriculture as the Daniel mentioned before. So now agriculture is one of the best. We are making it successfully for the peace building.
So there is enough food.
There is enough food in Lagos State. Up to now, when you have your money, you're buying. You're buying in the market here. It's one of the who lead Lagos State to be successfully peace in building initiative. Second, we introduce the sport as a Minister of Peace Building and Fairness. We have a peace wrestling now. People are wrestling in Freedom Square in Lagos State.
It's peacefully?
Yes, peacefully. It's a one who's showing Lagos State is peaceful and take example for the other state. Second, we have a sport also for football and others.
Taking place. We taking show place. That this evening.
Okay, you see. So, we have many examples of Lagos State.
So, how will you make sure this is maintained
second,
for a long time?
Cow, for those who are coming to raid, so you will moving with your cow here. With a 10 or more than that, you will marching with them until you reach the place you meant.
You will not be raided.
Nobody can ask you. Lastly, the current governor, they just formed a special court to resolve the problem.
So that's part of the sustainability.
That's a part of the successful peace building initiative.
So to ensure that people get justice.
So
for,
there is
for
a peace.
Exactly.
And all the cases were suspended.
Okay.
But now the current governor, Joran Madang Majok, came and they accepted and they got one of the resolution and they formed the special court.
Yes. I want to cross over to Daniel. Daniel Lat, what challenges are faced in implementing peace activities in Lakes? And also if you have some more ideas on how to maintain this peace for a very long time. Daniel, are you still there with
you
us?
How to
yes.
Yes, yes, I'm around here.
Okay.
How to maintain this peace, one, is when we adapt early warning and respond mechanism, because there are two things involved. When there is an early warning which is reported to the to the institution or maybe to the government, there is a need for early response. Partners should respond and the government should respond. That is one. And then there is also a need to build confidence and trust within the community. Currently what is happening in Lakes, yes, there is a little calm, there is peace, but there is stability, but that doesn't mean we have total peace. There is still that fear within some other communities that are identified now to be having isolated conflict. And these communities need to be brought together, have dialogue and build their confidence so that they can move easily. Having joint economic activities like having chair markets, cattle camps, in town, football league, and, between those communities that were fighting or maybe Payams, and also coming up with the livelihood programs like vocational training and small grants, because these are the youth that have been fighting. But to tell them, fighting has no benefit. They will not believe until they see them being recruited at least to do vocational training, to support them. And there is a need for cattle management, agree on seasonal grazing route and time with the neighboring communities, like chiefs and youth pastoralists come together and discuss some of the few things. Also, the government need to come on how to fix justice so that people stop taking revenge, Let them live. If your person has been killed, why don't you go for the government or security to come in? Now, implementing all these years, there are challenges that we have been facing, and those challenges include, if there is no quick response, if there is no response from the partners also, because we have seen, there is a donor fatigue where most of the donors have run away from South Sudan, and responding to the conflict, because there is a need for dialogue, and if there is no money to support this peace dialogue, it can easily affect the process. And looking at the situation where there are poor roads, also it's one of the challenges that we have been seeing.
Thank you so much, Daniel. We are 13 minutes to the top of the hour. We'll cross over to the second hour of the show. But before that, we want to make sure that our listeners who have been following this has the opportunity to ask you some questions in this first hour, and you'll respond to the questions in the second hour. You are listening to Community Conversation live from Rumbek, and with your host Taban Geoffrey Koma. I'll be crossing over to my colleagues in Juba, Viola Elias and Jacob Moyo to pick some few questions, and we will be able to respond to these questions in the second hour of the show. Stay tuned. Over to you in Juba there, Viola and Jacob.
All right, thank you so much, Taban, and thanks to our guests. At this point, we would also like to hear from our listeners, and we're still discussing and looking at a very important topic, and our colleague is there in Rumbek. And we will want to ask this question: what do you think is the biggest cost of conflict or communal conflict in Lake State or in your community, and as well as what solution can be done to help our communities maintain the peace that Lake State is experiencing at the moment? Our studio lines are now open. You can call in and share with us your message to participate in tonight's discussion. You can still call in on 0912-06-7879.
Radio
Mraya. Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Andrea Camilo Ongams in Fagao area.
Yes, Andrea.
I welcome the guests online from Lake State. And I have a question to them.
Yes.
In Lake State, there is rampant stealing of cows, which is now currently underway in Lake State, like in Irul. It happened to one of our great regular callers, like Ageo Mabo Ageo. He has reported on Radio Mraya by saying that he has a very good tool of stealing cows, which has been stolen. What role are they put in place there? The new governor is currently in Rumbek to solve the issue of stealing cows and fighting among youth of Miyom County and Gwet County between Lake State and Warabi State, to make sure that Lake State is peaceful with its neighboring state. Yes, I mean.
All right.
Thank you so much, Radio Mraya.
Viola Lilas and my brother in the studio. How are you?
Yes, we're good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Mabor. I'm calling Rumbek.
Yes, Mabor.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy that the team of Radio Mraya has come to Lake State.
To your town.
Yeah. We met some of them in the afternoon.
Ah, great, great. That's okay.
Hopefully, I will meet those of Taban maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, inshallah.
Yeah. Thank you. Back to the topic. Lake State has been in peace. Since the appointment of the current governor, and also the peaceful coexistence that the current governor found was initiated by the former governor. Now, there are some other issues like these metal types and mine killing. They are happening in some part of the state, mostly the side of Chubut County and Rumbek North County. So I would want to ask the Minister of Peace Building, but what steps have you taken with the peace representative, for example, the SEPO and other peace organization that are working with the state? So what steps have you taken in order to maintain the current peace in the current peace of the state? What mechanism have you taken so that the people of Lagos remain in peaceful coexistence?
All right. Thank you so much. Your question is captured. Radio Miraya.
Good evening, Radio Miraya.
Yes, good evening to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Kang Zakaria from Abro.
Yes, Zakaria, you're welcome.
I'm of Lagos State. Yeah, there's a good question that I've heard from you guys that the cause of conflict in Lagos State. Yeah, it's a very good question, by the way. As the cause of conflict in Lagos State is none other than revenge killing and cattle raidings. As you have seen now, our cattle used went for revenge killing. If their brother has been killed, they go and revenge their brother from other community. It happened also sometimes this conflict came from cattle raidings. So if another community, like let's say those from here will come to Rumbek and raid the cattle, so those from Rumbek, they can go and also raid back those from here. This is where conflict can come. So I see the main factors that brought conflict in Lagos State is revenge killing and cattle raiding. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Radio Miraya. Radio Miraya?
Miraya. Radio Miraya.
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
It's evening. It's evening.
Good evening to you.
Okay. I'm appreciating the topic of this evening. You are talking to Zaiko Bulen in Ezo County, Bafkabum.
Saiko Bulen, yes, so munkin is already evening, Musu. I mean, morning.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the community conversations.
Okay, thank you. So I wanted to know from the guest who is connected from Rumbek, either from National there. So I wanted to know from that people that it is the only process to get money in that state taking someone's cows by force. What is forcing them to go and cattle in another places? Why can they not have another process to get money? Even if you don't doing that one, you cannot be married or what? Why are they not looking for money to buy the cows of their own? What is forcing them? And are they arresting some other people who are doing that one? Is some people in the prison because it needs to punish people who are doing bad. So others can get a result from that one and they start to avoiding it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Zaiko Bulend. Let us speak one last caller, Radio Miraya.
Radio Miraya, Moya Jacob.
Yes.
You are talking to Simon Ogwa calling from where?
Yes, Ogwak.
I appreciate the topic for discussion that
Thank you
brought up today.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
So my question to the guys there in Lagos State, I'm asking them, how do they engage with the elder at the grassroots? Are they reaching to them to preach the peace to them and tell them not to cause conflict because of only the cow? And why are they killing themselves because of cow? Because this cow, you kill yourself and it remains there. And you already died. Sometimes they raid your cow and you follow them, they will also kill you and they go with your cow. What are they telling those elders to advise the young people not to raid and not to go for raiding?
All right. Let's keep it there. Thank you so much, Gwak Simon, for joining us this evening and 5 more minutes to the top of the hour. We will have to take a break from here, and that will take us up to 8 p.m. We'll have our news in Arabic coming up your way, and then we'll come back for the response to your questions after the news in Arabic. Taban and the team will come back for you after the news. Stay there with us and please don't go away from your radio. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Hard Talk, the platform for profound conversations on politics, social issues, and economy. From youth leaders to politicians, farmers to traders, street vendors to faith-based leaders, we bring you diverse voices willing to engage in some of the hardest conversations about the most pressing issues of our time. Hard Talk, setting the pace for discussion.
All right, a very good evening once again. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 8, and welcome back. Just to remind you, we are broadcasting live from Rumbek in Lake State, and we are looking at what are the root causes of communal conflict and what solutions can be done to maintain the peace in the state. And right before we went for the news bulletin in Arabic, we were, receiving calls and questions, and our guests are there in Rumbek, Taban Geoffrey Koma, our colleague, and also we have one guest on line. Let us, turn the mic over to Taban and the guests to respond to the questions that were raised during the first hour of the program. Taban, good evening.
Oh, and of course, I want to welcome our guest back, Zakaria. Welcome back to the second hour of the discussion, and also come back to the second hour of the discussion. And the discussion has been on how do we maintain peace in Lake State, and more of course understanding some of the causes. But I want to take this time to have interaction with the listeners. You had them asking a lot of questions. We will start from you, Zakaria, the Director General. You had our listeners asking a lot of questions on especially there is one from Marbior Alat saying there are issues in Yirol about cattle theft, and also the issues of cross-border issues with Warap and Unity State. And you have Andrea asking about what step has been taken to maintain peace with your partners like SEPO. Zakaria is saying there's been revenge killing. He has made a very important comment. But Zaiko Bulen has been saying, what is forcing the people to do cattle raiding, and whether there are people arrested and they're in the prison after committing these crimes. And Simon is asking, do you talk to the people in the cattle camp, especially the youth, whether the elders are talking to them on peaceful coexistence? Now, let's hear from you, and then we'll cross over to Daniel, and we'll open the line later. So I would like you to be brief so that we can hear more from our listeners out there. Welcome, Zakaria.
Okay, thank you, Taban, and team from Juba, from Raya, and my colleague Daniel, and all the listeners. Thank you, Ben. My arm will be concentrating with the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I will begin with my colleague Andrea. By the way, I may say we don't have especially cattle raiding in Lagos State, seen for 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago. What we have now is just cattle sap, and this cattle sap is not often to live. They say it is too rough. Those who are excised this one, we are working hard for those who are still existing for the cattle sap. It's not all the counties. They just left for some counties, 2 to 3. But rest of the counties, Lake State, they have 8 counties, and 5 counties now, they are very peaceful. They are continuous with the livelihoods. That's what we are doing now. But those people who are still for cattle sap, the government, former governor and current governor, they are really working hard to stop this one. That's my answer. I said now, should not be yearned for this month
mm-hmm.
coming. I think I answered for the Andrea. Mabior, revenge killing, by the way, it's early warning. We said there is indicators showing if there is anything it happened, maybe there is something. Revenge killing, some of the people by then, others suspect is not reporting by himself to the governor. So when they see this person is not a culprit, is not reporting by himself, sometimes they will take law into his hand.
Into their hands.
But now, Kantele is not there. The former governor of Jororin, they did it, but the current governor now is working hard. For those charges, for the short time, 3 months, it's not happening again.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just working. And the sort, those who are taking a decision like this is because of delaying justice.
Delayed justice. Justice. Okay.
But now the current governor came and they passed through over the resolution and they got it. This become a common for all the peace dialogue. We need a governor to form a special court. They are done.
So a court has been formed?
Court has been formed.
Okay.
For this, we are on the way now to give the orientation workshop for the people who were appointed to go to solve the problem. So that one is already on the board. The court has been formed.
Do you want to give the opportunity to Lat, or you want to continue for a minute?
So I think the bank killing now, when I will give the opportunity to Lat. When the people going for the special court who is studying the cases, I think the bank killing will be not there.
Will it stop?
Will it stop.
Okay, Daniel Lat from SEPO, please pick it from where the Director General stopped and tell us what are your responses to these questions that I mentioned before.
Thank you. It's starting from Andriam Boralet, Kang Zakaria Bullen, and Simon, they asked a very good question. And I will start to add on what DG has talked about. When we look into how do we stop cattle thefts, because cattle thefts is becoming common now. We could hear people, cattle have been stolen here. That is the only common word currently in the state. We need to make thefts, easy to trace and hard to hide. If community members come up together, we trace who are these people who are stealing cattle. They are reported instead of hiding them. Because these cattle that are being stolen, they are not only, kept in a house. They are kept in the community or maybe in the cattle camp where people are there. And if everyone report those stolen cattle and they are returned to the rightful owners, it's going to stop these cattle thefts or maybe, stealing of cattle. And also, communities should come up with a branding way or maybe registration of which the branding which currently exists now, is like carving of horns, and also making the hair of those cows. But we need to come up with a unique way where you can easily identify your cow that if it has been stolen, putting a unique mark. And also chips and use plus other leaders should go back to giving letters to cows for them to be transported to an area, because any cow that do not have a letter should be known it is maybe either been stolen. These are some of the things that we need to adapt. Some time back it was taken like if you have stolen one cow, you must return that cow later when it is known with three or two. This also put more fear, because if I stole cow and maybe I'm found later, it is going to affect. When it comes to some of the questions like what Mboralet said, we have started formations of some committee, mixed committee. These are early warning committee that report issues of theft, issues of those people who are trying to attack and all this. This committee sometimes are being supported by some of the peace partners and even the government, which is being led by the Minister of Peace Building. This at least to curb the conflict and also to maintain the current peace that we have. When we talk of the revenge killing that Kang Zakaria also talk about, even currently revenge killing is not that very common, but there are isolated cases that we have registered, of which the only thing that can stop this is when we have, you know, peace dialogue at the peace conference, you know. And those perpetrators are also brought to book when they are taken to court. Since the government has already established a special committee that will do two things. There are those that will handle cases, communal cases, and there are committees that will also deal with them, peace and reconciliation, of which partners has come in to support what we call orientation meeting. You know, this is how we come in together. When it comes to the engagement of elders, elders have been engaged in several ways. One, when there is a peace dialogue, they are always engaged. When there is identification that some of them are, victims of the conflict, or maybe their sons are being suspected to have raided cattle or stolen cattle or to have killed, they are always engaged to be the one talking to their kids and also telling them to go to the cattle camp, move with this youth, because when they move with these youths, they are going at least to advise them on how people to live in peace, live together. I think this is what I can say about how we are engaging with elders on the ground. Right. Otherwise, otherwise we need really to push for law, you know, those laws that have been accepted and the existing laws to hold people that commit crimes accountable.
All right. Thank you so much, Daniel Lott. And of course, thank you so much, Zakaria. Zakaria Koi Majak, the Director General of the State Ministry of Peacebuilding in Lake State. And to my colleagues there in Juba, we are still open for more calls. And later, we'll also want to respond to other callers. Over to you. Viola Elias. But before you open line, I think Zakaria has a hot response to another question that he has left out. Maybe in 1 minute, Zakaria, please conclude.
Okay, thank you, Taban. We left out the question for the Simon. They said, why killing become why youth become to killing by themselves? What are you telling them? As a peace actors.
Okay.
Thank you, Simon. With the peace actors or the Minister of Peace Building and Government of Lagos State General, we're really working hard, and we told them, please, this exercise cannot take you anywhere. You suppose if there is a peace prevailing in Lagos State, and you don't have any source to get the cow, you go to make agriculture. When you'll become to make a farming, you will get what you want. But to take gun and go and steal or stole the somebody cow, so the result of it is a death. So it's, you are going to die. So this is our message we're carrying all the time, Minister of Peace Building and Partners and all the government of Lagos State. We are disseminate to stop
the raiding and then go for agriculture. So how much agricultural land have you cultivated last year, and what are you planning for this year?
We have Peace Canal by itself. This organization, Peace Canal, they have 20 farms. 20 farms. Ladies, they have 8 farmers.
So a lot of agriculture.
We have a lot of agriculture. The same other organization, even SEPO also.
Individuals also doing a lot of farming.
Business people doing.
For you who is listening to us, you are listening to Community Conversations live from Lake State, Rumbek, and you are talking to the Director General of Ministry of Peacebuilding and the State Coordinator of SEPO, that's none other than Daniel Lott, and the Director General is Zakaria Koi. And with your host, Aban Geoffrey Koma, I'll take it back to Juba, where my colleague Viola Elias and Jacob Moyo are sitting, and they will be interacting with you, will be listening to your question, and later my guest will respond to you. Over to you, Jacob, Jacob and Viola Elias.
Okay, shukran taban wa kaman shukran le guest bitana hinaka fi Rumbek. Da fursa sanna bagdar nishil mukalamat tani na shanan na bagdar nasma as'ila bitam. Radio Miraya.
Viola, yes.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you. Mwen Jacob.
Wata gwani subira biraji de malu sayi.
Itar bara zaman tena day exedit.
Zaman kete dema toke mniage.
Yes, matoke. Inshallah yam yo kweche myo barit. Fi inshallah moto.
Mie wallahi na multen kanas beta galba sobeya matara kul ma zaman wallahi watabarid wallahi ngongo bejai manga bejai.
Mata kala mata wonu simon kulu mata wonu sikulu. I know why. Let's go to the point now.
Shukran Shedid. Aulana na bestelema na staban fi rumbek panda. So shukran le difan bitana. Mainde na kalamant kitil lano nas bada won smene first hour an endo swal besi mukin kan waya moit nin. Fi rumbek. Yaban kalamde mu ganana mutai de kalamde fi kulu ashara wilayat. Fi rumbek fi agale karab belel bitana. اسمه جبيريا جبيريا في فرنبيك ورا ماسي واحد اثنين يعني زول كان لغو ممكن كان في advertisement تالا زيري في مال شوكول ناس ابلاي فوقو اتالو مين دو حال بتاك جدام ما بسولتا في شوكول دي كالام دي غاشل في رنبيك ورا ماسي شكرا
متوكي من يامبيو بلال المشاركة هنا راديو مرايا
Jacob, good evening.
Good evening. I don't like to see you late, Kidemalo. What happened?
I am not late, my brother. I just keep quiet to listening to the people comment.
Oh, all right. You love the conversions. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have only one question to the guest, Moyo Jacob. My question is, because they are the one who are there as the community of peace, can they describe how this issue is going. It is going to end for how many years? It will end in this year because he said that they are working on it with the governor and the former governor. They think that it will finish in this year or next year.
And remind them your name.
Thomas K.
Thomas K. from Yambio. Thank you so much for joining us. Miraya.
Hey, Alega, Ustaz Jacob.
Na marhaba.
Ele ibni Elias Porto.
Tafadhal tawali sharik maana.
Kevi ta kwesi tariskofas.
Ah, na kwesina alhamdulillah.
Ah, ana suali bitamsi udu bitel munazama sofo almujud makum dakili studio. Inu ya munazama tasofo itu bitkallam في humanitarian وفي تكلم في right words وفي تكلم في الفساد تكلم في أشياء كثيرة تتكلم فيه وده تبيه بتاع مؤسسة بتاعكم لكن up to now ما في تغيير حال في تجاهل قارين جاهلوا بو قراراتكم ولا المشكلة وين يلا إلياس بارين تترجم السوق كلام ده وادي لنا ده عشان جوابنا بطريقة وادي
نعم
ده بتاعتنا في ليك ستيت سؤالي بتمسي بطريقة دي إن ياكي بيتكلم في السلام والسلام والتبيع بتوظيفة بداته بتا السلام السلام ده up to now is still حاجات قروة قدام نينا يا دفنا في الليك ستيت أكبر مشاكل عندنا في جنوب السودان ده هو مشاكل بتا الرواو والمزارعين إنتو لما بتجري عملية بتا الدبتينو البحايم يكون في جهة وأراضي بتا المزارعين بمحاصيل بتاعتهم يكون في جهة أخرى ليه لما يكون هنا محاسبة لأي بحايم بتدخل في مزرعة المزارعين عشان يتم محاسبة يدفع ثمن للأشياء دي عشان ينظم الدبت الأمني لما تصل في الدول الثانية أمثال السودان ليه؟ وفوق على كده آخر سؤالي الثاني بالنسبة للمسؤول بتاعتنا في الليك ستيت نحن اتكلمنا عن العملية بتسرق بقر هنا بحايم هنا بحايم هناك حاجاتي قطع أصلا لكننا قررنا نكروه لشنو أصلا في قبائل في جنوب السودان دي لما سيرك بحايم وابقار بتا الناس ما بترتالان حاجاتي جاري في دمهم ونقول الحقائق ناس وينهم قدرت لا خبر لا منعرف في قبائل يتوصل لما سيرك ابقار بتا الناس ما بترتاح لازل ما بتم في محاسبة قانونيا للأبد ليه والسلام عليكم
شكرا نايس كوباس لمشاركة بتاعك رجو مرايا
مساء خير بيولا
مساح النور
يا موي جاكوب
yes مثال كيرين شالتا كويس
انا كويس هاي مبيور كوي بتوين ساوث كاونتي
yes مبيور
kai vito ko sin
ne ina ko sin alhamdulillah
le matara nazara le na ka bne ujaba bubu lightning kill a 3 cows plus 9 goat and daga arabia o patal tamena ganam fi arabia
oh sorry Aja malish
na,
malish
saaba o nus kada
Malish.
Oh, is Mama Ruba Well, I got Daga Bitcoin make a castle for bar in the Marv. I have to okay, Mama Ruba.
Malish.
We are going to secure that one tomorrow. I will be it might be the report tomorrow. Point to the point. Tarb Teraka Kulu White. Even now, not Tabani in there, Bumchi Bug, the Chil Gun of Attack, which Chil I had a God forbid. Peter ani gat bunut fok u bechil gech bodakal jua u bechil ful bechil aja al gat jua kulo kam maksulin bet wazara enak unak gadin tsegin zol bukuratal gabara te mabokli ajarat bamti ala kusara sak guru ma bu enas ma haja ba mul sak rayu mchunu ichan wagab taraka del ujib salam bullet leg set Raguarap, neighboring counties. Now, good climate. I'm going to jump the question. Give a jet. Ganuna, go each and guide the community. Community guide Saki Madun Aja Masabal is Zola Chala Gazol. We want a Bugulu Zol Chala Gazawali Chilu, was Zol Sarago Chilu. A kid after the bigger Ganun, the bar. Madze former governor Gadamu Marze. Saraka is Musakra Saraka. Aja Yiluba Chala Zol Chalka drone. Madu Ganun. Can Bukura de Zol show my shilka drone Zol Tani. Thank you very much.
All right, Shukrana. Regia Miraya.
Right, Shukrana. Regia Miraya.
Viola Elias?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening to
your name and where are you calling from, please?
Jacob, you're from Rumbek.
Yes, Jacob, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I have one question for the director, Minister of Peace Building.
Go ahead, please.
You know, from the former governor to the current one, the state has laws that are enforced on people to make law and order. But there is one loophole that I've seen for the last 5 years that has not been extended. The peace messages are carried out by organizations, but the government itself hasn't come out openly. You know, what we have been seeing in Lagos State is not peaceful. It is forceful peace, which will be followed by peaceful dialogues. So the government has failed to carry out dialogues in the communities. You know, it's good. You beat me today, beat me tomorrow. The third day you come and say, you know why I'm beating you? Because you are not peaceful to your neighbor. You are not peaceful to your brother. But if we live in peace, ABCD will happen. In this form, you will never understand why you are beaten. It's because you need to be at peace. But if you beat me and go back, you should be, remain in peace. I will never be at peace. I will always say, if you go, I will revenge. So there is a gap between the government and the people through dialogue. So I am urging them, through the current governor, if they can come out of the comfort zone, reach the people at the grassroots and carry out peace messages with the organizations that are implementing peace. Thank you so much.
All right. Shukran le musharaka bitak. Radio Miraya.
Yala, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Ustas Levy from my...
Yes, Ustas Levy from my radio. You're welcome.
For me, I don't have a question, but I just want to answer the question you posed.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. To me, I believe what is taking place in South Sudan, the driver behind all the conflicts is the presence of guns in the hands of the civilians.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the only thing. If the guns are collected, I think the rate will not be like the one we are hearing or we are seeing today. Because those days, it used to be there, but not people were using just the spears and the clubs. The rate was not like this one, but the presence of guns is the one making it a bit bigger and bigger. Yes.
All right. That's you in so your much. Own opinion. Wait, maybe one, two, or three more of your phone calls. Miraya.
Moya Jacob.
Yes.
And Biola Elias.
Yes, Mr. Halkher.
yani sahana kef shala kois shala itum koisin
ane na koisin alhamdulillah tonj kef
tonj ma baba basa ini na baraka lela bas matar kan gibel
naam sharik maana tawali
ay tahiyati ba mishile dibal fi wen fi legis state huwa wilaya boherat
naam
so ana bashkur al barnami tawa ana bashkur nas legis state dayin waje wahid uman aruf uman amulo dia kalam bital buawat yani ta bugum ita ma bagda tilego buawa gom mungkin tilego mungkin itnin buawa bas kalas ma bitariga tani ya haja kwes o khamana az legi said uman indo muhaba wa salam uman ma indo kalam bital mushakla di zaman rinto imabor la harasa gamana jadid ja kaman ma nina ma gas mahajar al kep kep kide mafi lekin ana der na salo taman al mushakla al katira sade de biga khalas kalam bitalabu labgar ya biji wal mushakil ba den zol kan der mash masalan der jos u der u bukon gala hasadana der jos ana biligo bar der wen chani jos u bam der kon go uman bukon fu zaman man ba mishi sera gala bugar tani chan u bag der chani jos be bagar al katir hal kalam de biyo givuke u sera gala bugar
all right
ya numero 2 modua bitanaza albamul haja de tabanaza bisaraga bugar ne mane indo salatin to man fi umane indo nazal masulin kullu fi murad hal kalam de design ba muluke wa shani shilo asla kullu fi min muwatanin
kalash ko shukran and that's the end of the calls for now. We are crossing back to Rumbeka to give the opportunity to the guests and then of course to the guests with us online, Daniel. Then thereafter, we'll be able to close this edition of the show. We have only 10 minutes to respond to this question, Staban. Let's try to put ourselves within this context so that we'll be able to wind up the show within 10 minutes.
Yes, thank you so much, Jacob Moyo. And there are a lot of questions, but I would like my guests to pick the most important and most pressing issue. So, Zakaria, you have 2 minutes to respond to these questions. And then I will cross over to Daniel, who will also respond in 2 minutes. And then we'll give you opportunity for your final messages, which are very, very important for this show. Welcome, Zakaria.
Thank you, Taban. Anubi shukurian motoko. Asof swalbeto u salena galfi gabilia. Piwalaya boirat. Al motoko yane fijinub sidan kulu al gabila de yawma shakil dadu. Al-dol serak bugar betai, dol serak, you know. Yani, deka bila sulu, al-haja jabu, chan bugar de, serago, umishela, len, whatsoever. Ba dena bugule ya, nana madel zole ini ulichunu, uchunu kede. Al-gabilia de, is there. But, illegis.
Taban, you...
The people accepted.
Yes.
All right. Carry on then. Yes. There was a disconnection a little bit.
Okay, fine. Continue.
I think, are you hearing me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I answer the Matoko.
Yes,
go ahead. Tribalism is there.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? So, Sudan.
Continue.
But the Lagos state now is not there.
Okay.
It's not there. That's why we have a peace. When there is a peace, the head of the state, especially the governor who has gone and the current governor, they are not working for the tribalism.
They are working for the whole state.
They are working for the welfare of the people of Lagos State.
Okay.
That's why tribalism is brought by the leadership and tribalism is killed by the leadership. Currently, we don't have tribalism.
Okay,
that's
continue.
Why peace is
continue because of time, yes.
Because of time.
Yes.
Second question also, because of a high dowry. Did you some in a mashakel?
No.
Did you some in a mashakel? Look and mind a octak. Yeah, a jab of bagarde. Yadak, interview should be an albugar with a dolani, the temshach and a serago, we a zoju. Lakin asa. Al-akuma betana wa afly the ganun. The ganun fi Lagos State asa. In the marine lahatatalan, we have green book. That green book is across for anybody. Any galities, you will dealing with it. I think so. They are not money. they are not many. They're just the dealers. And these dealers, they will go. They will go in with some month to come, June and others. I think Gerald Madang is working hard with the team. And I think this one... Let me come to Jacob Bior in Lagos State. By the way, peace is negotiated by the many people. One day, few people are remain. The one to spoil the peace, law will come in. Law will come in to address the somebody who want to spoil the peace again. So want to take people back to the same situation.
So are you trying to say that it's not a forced peace?
It's not a forced peace.
The whole people in Lake State accepted peace. They are not under pressure.
Yes. When the one person is want to take people back, law will be there.
And he's saying about there is need for dialogue. Do you agree to that?
Yeah, dialogue will continue. That is our work.
Okay, so continuous dialogue to maintain the peace. Okay.
And others, mechanism we are using also. That's why we have a peace committee engaging people in Katoka.
Yes, you have finished your 2 minutes. Let's give opportunity to Daniel. Daniel Lat, please put on your mic and respond to some of these questions, adding on what Zakaria Koi Majaka has said. Pick it up from there. In 2 minutes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tavan. You know, looking at the question that have been asked by callers, most of them have been answered by DG Koi, but I will only add on when Matoke talk about, in Yambia, talk about the issue of employment. When we look into the issue of employment and the issue of tribalism, like DG said, yes, well, currently in the state, all South Sudanese are allowed to apply when there is adequate, and if you are competent, you will be selected based on merit, and this is the policy which is in the state because we believe in, that South Sudanese are all the same and you can work anywhere. And when it comes to scoffers, though I've not captured some of the concern or maybe the question, but what I've captured that SEPO has been talking on the issues of peace building and the issues, and there is no change. For us, we always believe in everything that people do, there is a step. There is a step. Not only SEPO that has been talking on the issue of peace building, but all the peace partners. And, SEPO always work with the communities, and that is why we empower communities work closely with their people to make sure that they bring peace. And we have heard of peace that we currently have in Lagos State. And to tell his scoffers, when we look particularly about Lagos State, we cannot compare Lagos State with other states currently, or even previously, Lagos State was worse. But currently, Lagos State is better now, and people can even refer that you need to be like people of Lagos State. Why? It's because there is calm, there is relative peace, and it was brought through that you see like nothing has changed. But to us and to the beneficiary of the community, feel like at least something has changed, because it is only through dialogue this one peace will come to South Sudan, because dialogue is the only process. There's Mabur talk about the issue of iron fist law. And this will also take me to the concern of Jacob Dior. When we look into, in the perspective of civil society, when we look into the current fist that we have in Lagos State, yes, though there is not that much acceptance, because there is a green book. And this green book has forced many people to remain silent, has forced many people to be peaceful, not to revenge or not to attack, because they know if you kill somebody and then you will also be killed. And if you have stolen cows, sometime you will also be killed. But this is also taking us back. Does this one bring lasting peace? In the perspective of civil society, we say no, it doesn't bring lasting peace. The only thing that bring lasting peace is when perpetrators are held accountable, taken to court, court of law, and sentenced according to the law. Also dialogue when there is a conflict, and then communities need to be brought together, and then the dialogue, at least for them to accept
Thank you so much, Daniel. Because of the time, I would like to give you this opportunity in 1 minute for your very last message to the people listening to you, because we have just 7 minutes to close the show. Please pick it up from there and give us your last strong message to the people listening to you.
Okay, my last key message on maintaining peace in Lagos State and also in South Sudan is that peace hold within three things that are true. And same time, you know, people have to do something and stop fighting. You know, we should embark on, vocational training. We should also embark on agriculture. We should think of how do we do election, peaceful election in South Sudan. And all of us should push for it. It is when we are peaceful, when we accept to say, okay, we put down our arms and let work together. You know, it is you that carry the gun, but not gun that carry you. We should come up together and start talking to our people to prepare themselves for election. This is where we will see that peace coming. You know, there is a first way to solve dispute without fighting, you know, coming together, reporting issues to the police. These are the best ways that we can at least handle issue instead of fighting ourselves. We need to trust ourselves as people of Lagos State and people of South Sudan. Otherwise, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Daniel Ladd, the representative of SEPO in Lake State. And now let's hear from Zakaria Koei Majak, the Director General of Peace Building. What is your last message to the people listening to you in 1 minute?
Thank you, Tawan. First of all, I would like to appreciate all the listeners and this evening and team in the studio in Juba, Taiwan, Jokom Moy, and others, and my sister, so Daniel Ladd. So my last message, first of all, I would like to appreciate, I think, the government of Lagos State, the working hard. That's why now people are moping day and night. So we need to leave. There's something who are affected the peace, to leave it completely. If you are based your life for such a thing like cattle server and other things, so my people, you leave it right from today and look the other mean
of survival.
Of survival. That is my last message. Second is a way how to, a solution.
Solution.
A solution.
Resolution of conflict.
Yeah, a resolution of the conflicts. This resolution of the conflict or solution for this conflict to be a last peace, or when we sustain the peace in Lagos State, we don't want to look anything beautiful for somebody to say that one should be mine, instead of somebody you say, hey, it is good for Mr. X and Mrs.
Yeah.
Good one. So this is one of the best solutions. Let me support agriculture.
Her culture.
Let we support education. So let we take our children to education. That's the only way when our old people, our children going to the school. So later on, for this coming generation, there's nothing be called cattle serve again. So we need everybody to be educated. We need also peace to be taught in the school.
In the school.
In the school. This is my message to the across South Sudan from the higher education and general education. So it should be adopted. Peace building to be taught in the school.
Thank you
so
much.
So people will come up with the peace.
With peace, yeah. Thank you so much, Zakaria Koei Majak, the Director General of Peace Building in Lake State. And, of course, thank you to Daniel Ladd, who is the representative of SEPO here in Lake State. And this is Taban Geoffrey Koma from Rumbek, and I will send it, I will give the mic back to the studio where my colleague going to close the show. But before that, I want to tell the listeners to tune in at 8 o'clock. Continue tuning in, of course, on all the Radio Bunira programs. But at 8, we'll be bringing the Minister of Information on the latest security and development across Lake State. And at 11, at around 2, we'll be talking to cattle traders at the Oxon Market on the drive time. And at 5 o'clock, we'll be talking to the State Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, and also our hopeful on the on issues of state priorities and all that. So stay tuned with us from Rumbeck on Radio Mirai on the Road. Over to you, Jacob Moyo and Viola.
Thank you.
Thank you for linking us live from Rumbeck.
Thank you so much, Taban, and the guests for joining us on this edition of the show, and the listeners as well for your immense participation into the program. You know, peace is not simply the absence of gunfire or violence, but actually means children can go to school safely, women can trade freely in markets, and also communities can move without fear. Now, communal conflict destroys relationships that took generations to build. Revenge may seem like justice to some, but it only prolongs the suffering and instability. Sustainable peace begins when people choose unity over division.
That's right, Moyo. Every community has a responsibility to protect life, respect the law, and promote coexistence. Chief, youth, women, religious leaders, and government institutions must work together to prevent conflict before it escalates. Development cannot happen without peace. Roads, schools, and even health services and businesses can only thrive in stable communities. The future of Lake State depends on collective commitment to reconciliation, justice, and a peaceful coexistence. Until Friday, Chai Talk, when we turn our focus to showcasing economic activities in Rumbeck in Lake State. My name is Viola Elias.
Yes, and my name is Moyo Chiako Felix. We'll be a very, very, very amazing night in the company of Radio Mirai. And goodbye.